to answer Travis' question, what's the merit of multi-chaining for BCI counterparty holders? So the merit of multi-chaining is giving the choice for the user to use the technology they prefer. Some people love and like counterparty because it's on Ethereum, Bitcoin network, and it comes from inner belief of people. And some people prefer Ether, some people prefer EOS, some people prefer other chain and technology. So what we are trying to build and trying to achieve is to have multi-chain giving the possibility to anybody to use the technology they prefer, even because they believe more in Rogervier or in Satoshi Vision or whoever, whatever technology behind. What's important for Spouse of Genesis point of view is to say, okay, does this user own a Satoshi card or not? Whether they hold it on counterparty, Ethereum, EOS, it doesn't really matter. We just want to know, is it really scarce? Do it exist only 200 units or not? And does the user own it? So that's what we're trying to build and trying to achieve. So the benefit for BCY holder on counterparty is to be able to use the technology they like, they love, and then they have the choice. But they can play the same asset and cards. And if people there prefer to use Ethereum for another reason, will give the ability to move their coin on Ethereum. So at the beginning, it will be one way, probably manually, not in January, but a little bit later in the year. So people who prefer Ether will be able to move their token there. Ideally, in the future, we want to have atomic swap working, but we need to wait the technology to mature a little bit. And then when atomic swap is there, the idea is you can move your token on any chain at any time. But that's more in the future.